concludes, and therefore people have to realize that we're not allowed to make any changes and do what the Rebbe told us to do now, just like before. To connect this to something practical, we've been learning the last few days, the Sichas, where the Rebbe talks about, especially to the Shluchim, where the Rebbe tells us that our Shlichas now is to bring Mashiach and so on and so forth. And in the Sichah, the Rebbe also says who Mashiach is, that in every generation the Nasi Adair is Mashiach Shebedair, and in our generation the Rebbe says it's the Rebbe the Shver. Here too the question comes up, okay, this was the way it was before Gimel Tammuz. We see it in Sichah after Sichah after Sichah that was supposed to say and tell the world that Mashiach's coming is imminent. And that's the main Avodah today. And we see this in Sichah after Sichah before Gimel Tammuz that the Rebbe says the Rebbe is Mashiach. But how do we know that this applies to after Gimel Tammuz? So again, we have to remember that the reverse is true. When we look at things now, we don't say to ourselves, how do I know that I no longer have to do what the Rebbe told me? Adrabe, everything the Rebbe told us are things that are supposed to continue. Heras Pratis, Heras Klolis, about Miftzayim and about spreading Chassidus and about learning Chassidus and Shlichus. Everything the Rebbe told us, the Rebbe tells us, and these Sichas have to continue even more than before. If anything, one needs to bring proof, how do I know to stop doing what the Rebbe told me? Not how do I know they have to continue what the Rebbe told me. Everything the Rebbe told me has to be continued more than before. And if someone comes up with an idea that something the Rebbe said now doesn't apply anymore, that needs to be proven somewhat 100% that this and this inyan which the Rebbe told us, today we don't have to do it anymore. So Adrabe, being that in the Sichas, after Sichah, the Rebbe tells us our main Aveda is to bring Mashiach, our main Aveda is this inyan of being Mefarsim and telling everyone to be Mekabel Mashiach. Therefore, all these inyanim apply to us today in a way that's even stronger than before, unless proven otherwise.